The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Good afternoon and welcome, albeit in slightly unusual circumstances, but hopefully there'll be one or two people able to listen to the recording later as well. We have come here today to remember before God our brother Roy, to give thanks for his life, to commend him to God, our merciful Redeemer and Judge, to commit his body to be cremated, and to comfort one another in our grief. We bow our heads for the opening prayer. God of all consolation, your Son, Jesus Christ, was moved to tears at the grave of Lazarus, his friend. Look with compassion on your children in their loss. Give to troubled hearts the light of hope, and strengthen in us the gift of faith. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to sing along with the recording, Amazing Grace. I think that means it's over to you, Stuart.
Okay.
Please be seated.
Roy was born in Rhinehill on the 5th of June 1949, the third of four children of Ruby and Clem Rushton. Roy was somewhat short of stature, which over the years attracted the nickname of Titch by all his friends. And as time went on, he would sign his drawings with Titch. What he lacked in stature, he made up with attitude. Living in the country, there were ample opportunities to explore for far and wide, playing down by the brook across, then to Betley Mere, Betley Common, and so on. Later on, this would come in handy with his history projects. Family trips to the seaside, last in the sea, first out for Roy. He wasn't interested in sport, although much later he would have had a strange bet or three on the horses as a Saturday afternoon ritual at the bookies. Roy attended the local primary school at St. Margaret's at Betley, and then on to Madeley Secondary Modern, and left school at 15. Roy wasn't too keen on school and learning, so he was interested more in practical things. Roy started an apprenticeship at Slack and Mickle Garage in Crewe. We called it Slap and Tickle. He managed about 3 years here. He wanted to do proper mechanicking and said he was often given all the messy jobs, so he left. From here, Roy set his hand to various jobs, from engineering to a poll clerk for a day some years later. But his main employment was two stints with British Rail from 1969 to 1974 and 1977 to 1997, where he worked his way up from trackman to subganger and acting foreman. As mentioned earlier, he was an unwilling scholar, but he liked art, and so for 4 years he attended evening classes at Danebank College in Crewe, where he gained O level and then in art, and then went on to do sculpture and pottery at A level, but he wasn't too keen on the ethereal side. His output in art from now on just exploded. He started off with abstract through to black and white timbered houses, cottages, and so on around the area. He showed his art and sold paint prints at many craft fairs over the years in North Staffordshire and South Cheshire. His favourite place was at Beckley Show, where he exhibited many times. Many friends and family are proud owners of his work. His attention to fine detail was incredible. He also did sculpture for Northwest Arts Board at Winsford, and where Cinema Moth lay at the Weaver Valley Country Park there. Roy attended a training course under the guidance of Mr. Robert Speak, where he studied different periods of history and how to do research, etc., which resulted in the group he was part of producing a book called Beckley, A Village of Contrasts, in 1984. Roy was one of the founding members of Beckley Local History Society in 1999 and was a keen member right up to his death. Roy was possibly and probably obsessed with local history, enjoying being involved with all the various projects over the years. Roy also decided to trace back the Rushton family tree. Goodness, how many hundreds of hours he must have spent on this project, researching parish records, wills, rummaging through archives at Salt Museum at Stafford and so on. I think he traced us back to the early 16th century, somewhere along the West Derby East Staff's borders. I'm afraid no royal connections here. Roy never married, but he had a cat called Amber and a large network of friends. In his teens and 20s, he was interested in motorbikes and would go out with his friends. Not quite an easy rider, though. After motorbikes, he became very interested in Volkswagen Beetles, particularly an orange one for some reason, and would go off to Beetle rallies here, there, and everywhere. And he's got a love of music, well, our sort of music maybe for some, from the Kinks to Black Sabbath, Tangerine Dream to Auckland, Captain Beefheart to Fairport Convention. Early days he would go to rock festivals with his friends. The house he lived in at Crewe since 1985 was rigged up with speakers all around the house. So whenever you went in there, you were entertained with his favourite tracks at that particular time. At Christmases, it was in demand, and he devised a special flying visit strategy where he wanted to see as many friends and family as possible, presenting a moving target. For 66 years, he escaped the clutches of the NHS, only to fall for bladder cancer and chronic kidney failure. It had to be said, he was never a good model patient and endured these last 4 years with great difficulty, but still battled on. He could be very outspoken, stubborn, did I say difficult, sometimes conspiracy theorist, archivist or massive order, depending on your point of view, so he's just keeping 1960s wage slips, phone books of the 70s and so on. He was mean and generous at the same time, but always paid his way, and we'll miss him terribly.
Thank you very much, Stuart. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. Amen. He that keepeth over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Translation I was reading from said, indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And one of my favourite songs is Gershwin's Someone Who'll Watch Over Me. It's not the snappiest title, but it sums up beautifully what most people are looking for in life and in love. Of course, we know, humanly speaking, some seem to be more successful than others in finding that kind of person. But even the best of human support has its limitations. And so much, how much better to discover that there's a God who cares, who not only longs to know us and to help us, but who watches over us both day and night. And like us, of course, God is never caught off guard. He never needs to sleep. And his watching over us is promised both now and forevermore. That means both in our present needs, whether that be at this time of morning or in other difficulties, and in our concerns for the future, even as death approaches and beyond. In looking to God, we're assured we will find someone who can provide the help that we so need, who will indeed watch over us forever. If the CD works, we're going to join in singing with it from the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord's My Shepherd." We'll turn then to prayer. God of mercy, Lord of life, you have made us in your image to reflect your truth and light. We give you thanks for Roy, for the grace and mercy he received from you, for all that was good in his life, for the memories we treasure today. Lord Jesus, your mighty power brings joy out of grief and life out of death. Look in mercy, we pray, on all who mourn. Give to each one patient faith in times of darkness and strengthen them with the knowledge of your love. Heavenly Father, you are tender towards your children, and your mercy is over all your works. Heal the memories of hurt and failure. Give us the wisdom and the grace to use aright the time that is left to us here on earth, to turn to Christ and follow in his steps in the way that leads to everlasting life. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Please stand. Let us commend Roy to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer. Almighty God, as you bring us face to face with our mortality, we thank you for making each one of us in your own image and giving us gifts in body, mind, and spirit. We thank you now as we honour the memory of Roy, whom you gave to us and have taken away. We entrust him to your mercy and pray that you will show us the path of life and the fullness of joy in your presence through all eternity. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great goodness. As a father is tender towards his children, so is the Lord tender to those that fear him, For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are like the grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place will know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord endures for ever and ever toward those that fear him, and his righteousness upon their children's children. Amen. We have entrusted our brother Roy to God's mercy, and we now commit his body to be cremated. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life for all who believe, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our frail bodies, that they may be conformed to his glorious body, who died, was buried, and rose again for us. To him be glory for ever. Amen. God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in my eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at my end and at my departing. Support us, O Lord, all the day long of this troublous life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And to him that is able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.